Tomorrow night, the Art Studio Incorporated will begin a new exhibition called Caravanserai, the Paintings of Andy Coughlin. It will be on display through the month of October. Andy Coughlin is Director of Student Publications here at Lamar University. He also designs and edits the monthly arts magazine issue. He also creates editorial cartoons for the Beaumont Enterprise. Even though he works in journalism, he says that he was an art major first and then went into journalism and mixed the two together. Andy is well known for his artwork in the area, especially his drawings and paintings of extremely thin and fat female figures at the same time. I talked with Andy this week, and I noticed at first glance that the females were gone.
I wouldn't say that, actually. It's just sort of progressed on. They're still there if you want to look for them. They're just, the figures are much more sort of deconstructed, broken down, overlapped, and switched around. But if you're really paying attention, they're still there.
You can still see them in the works.
Yes, I think so, especially in the line work and stuff like that.
Because you basically take lines and manipulate them throughout all of the works we're going to see here. You've got lines and you're manipulating them.
Yeah, I think I've always been that way. I've always liked the value of the line. I've always joked that even when I have a big painting, it's basically a line drawing with color in the middle of it. And I do like color. I like to manipulate the color. But I'm just fascinated by the lines of the figure, the lines of architecture, the landscapes, anything. I've always been able to sort of look at it and see the lines and the overlapping lines, and I think that's always something that's interested me.
I like one of them that we have up here, one of your line ones. When you look at it, when you get closer, you kind of get the feeling of a European city map.
Well, I suppose that's because I'm European, you know. Being English, as you can tell, I'm not.
I guess so.
Well, I am, actually. I've lived here longer than I lived in Europe, pretty much. But, yeah, I think, I like some of my older work had a lot of that really detailed scroll work and patterning. And this was a way to sort of order it a little bit in there and add it to the line work. And again, it's like the lines are the dominant things, and then manipulate the backgrounds and the foregrounds. And especially with a lot of the paintings, there's layers upon layers of color, and some of it comes through and not, and so adds that extra depth to it.
Now, when you're doing these lines, do you have a figure in mind, or does it just happen?
Yeah, I work from a lot of old photographs, vintage photographs, you know. Also, we have life drawing classes here at the studio, so I'll do some life drawing. And it's just each of the pieces is, it's sort of like, a lot of, especially the canvases, there's partial figures. It may be the line of a particular arm or a neck or a thigh, and then I rotate the canvases around and constantly layer and layer and layer. And I work from a lot of sketches and build up the image until I get something I like.
How did this show come about anyway?
I wanted to do something pretty different. It was TASMJ of 2011, so the middle of 2011. I just decided to try something different, and I liked it. And it won an award, so it was quite nice. And I thought, well, that's kind of good encouragement. And I wanted to do something, like I said, very different. And in fact, I've not shown many people this stuff. And so I think people are going to be surprised by what this stuff is. I think it's the best stuff I've ever done. But, insecure artists, there's always this thought that people are going to come and go, oh, why didn't he do the big-thighed women? I like those.
But like you said, they're there because I see it up in one of these over here already.
Oh, yeah. Well, The show is going to be split into segments, so you'll see different sort of components of the work, and it's not so much that you can see it progress, but you'll see the different thought processes that go into it, and of course the different media. If I'm using ink, it's a completely different drawing style. If it's these mono prints or the paintings, so they all, each medium determines how it's going to look, and honestly each piece determines how it's going to look, especially with the canvases. I've been joking that they're my girlfriends, and it's like I don't know what the personality is going to be until I start painting them. Some of them are much more aggressive than others. Some are real passive, and it's a process.
And there's going to be a surprise too. You're going to manipulate some of the space too.
Changing the way that the studio is set out just slightly. The whole thing is it's an event. I'm trying to make this an event. We've had a lot of really good stuff in Beaumont lately, the Recreate stuff, and I don't want to be left out because I've been doing this for years. So we will have, I've got a roving poet, I've got a roving troubadour, and of course people are encouraged. The title of the show is Caravanserai, which is, I always joke, is like a desert truck stop, you know. And so Monica Cobb is bringing the food truck, the Renegade food truck. And so the idea is that... I want people to dress up in their best Arabic slash gypsy slash Asian wear, or really, you know, you can come as anything. You want to dress up as Darth Vader, or I really don't care. I just want to get in the idea of this being a complete event that is fun to come to, because there's nothing better in the world than making art and looking at art. And so let's celebrate the, not just me, obviously, but let's celebrate the whole process and the arts in general. One of the things, on the third Thursday, October 18th, we're actually going to be having a gallery talk, and I'll be here pontificating. But we're going to start doing that. One of the things, people have sort of liked that, and it's hard to do during an opening when people are having a lot of fun. So what we're going to do that, whenever anybody has a solo show here, we're going to make them do a gallery talk on third Thursday. So, yeah. So this will be the first one. We'll see how it goes.
Artist Andy Coughlin. His works will be on display at the Art Studio Incorporated in an exhibition called Caravanserai. It begins with an opening reception tomorrow night from 7 till 10 o'clock, and the exhibition will continue through the month of October. The Art Studio Incorporated is located at 720 Franklin Street in downtown Beaumont. For more information, 409-838-5393 or on the web at artstudio.org. For State of the Art, I'm Joe Elwell.